Omar, I swear to God. Omar, if I'm lying, strike me. God, strike me now. Weird. You started the space up. You were like, all right, Domo host. I got the meeting. So I'm getting everybody up. And the first thing I ask, I wait for all the ladies come in there, wait for the guy to come in there. And I'm like, yo, Rails. So when you read, like, you had to click this motherfucker's bio in here. So it says, I'm a boy right here, clear as day. And you just kept going. Oh, I thought he was lying. I didn't think he was serious. So I'm like, wait, so you thought, why did you think he was lying? I know so many girls that put that, so dudes leave him alone. So if you know women that put this on niggas, leave them alone. You said,
leave them alone.
I ain't gonna do it though. I ain't gonna leave them alone. I know this shit. I'm gonna keep going. And then posted it. So then he was like, oh, if I would have went on there and I wasn't like dick, I'd have been like super mad. But I ain't seen no dick. It was on the ass, so I thought he was lying. I was like, yo, no way. No way. So that's when everybody started pressing. They was like, wait, so this motherfucker said it's a boy, and you was going to get mad. You seen dick on his account? I mean, I thought he was lying.
No, this is crazy. That's so crazy, bro. That's crazy.
I thought he was lying about being a boy, so I just, you know, I seen ass. I was like, yo, all right, bro. Let's just keep going because this is way worse.
For those who don't know, they're talking about a Twitter space from earlier.
Oh my gosh, that is so crazy. Why you double down? That's the
He quadrupled down.
Yeah, we left, went into a whole other space. Went to a whole other space and was still like on this shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Bro, as soon as he joined, the first thing he says, I still don't get why you're so upset. Like, I don't know why you're so offended. I'm not dangerous. I'm like, all right, bro. That did kill me. Motherfucker said, I feel so unsafe now because my stuff's being shared. Like, all right, bro. Someone's going to follow you to your IP address? What the fuck? All right. Unsafe?
That's crazy.
Those are fun
I'm trying to put this out. Y'all got a black toenail, and I don't know how to get rid of it. Or it's not a toenail, per se. It's just my toe skin. Welcome back.
Who's
It's not bruised. It's like, damn, how do I do this? Can you see this? I wonder if you can see it. Can you see my toe? Focus. I tapped the wrong
like
camera.
Like underneath your toenail is black?
Like the skin. It's blood. It's like dried blood.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Did you drop something on your toe or hit your toe like working out or something?
Nah, I be cutting my toes like crazy, like with some crazy stuff. What? So I be taking like a regular razor blade and trying to like cut my toenails with a regular razor.
Why?
Why?
Y'all not.
You lost a Manscaped kit? Like,
y'all not finna do me. You know what's crazy too?
Why don't you get toenail clippers?
That's what I'm saying.
I have them.
So why do you use these random razors if you have toenail clippers?
Yeah, nigga. Yeah, it's the vibe.
Yeah, okay.
I really don't. I can't tell you why. But hey,
and now your toes
you
like
look like
black
you got
IPs.
Mold on your toe, bro.
Your toes like black eyed peas.
Now you're trying to cook. It do look like one black eyed pea. Just
one black eyed pea. Just one.
What's it called? You know what's crazy? I lost my Manscaped razor for real, bro. I don't know how. I feel like the niggas that was reconstructing the bathroom here, they stole the razor. The lawnmower 4.0.
That lawnmower 4. Is that the lawnmower 4.0?
It's barely used. Yeah, that shit. I think they took it for real. I'm dead ass. It's got some.
I lost my charger base. I can't charge my lawnmower 4.0 now.
Dang, you can't. I was finna look around to see if you could plug something into it and lost it.
Nope.
you gotta have a base.
The charger, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, we talking about toenails. Bro, I was like, yo, how you feel about that Celtics ring? All right, bro.
That one dude in the space.
How you feel, Souls? How you feel?
I'm for it.
Let's introduce the pod. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Let's Keep It a Buck podcast. The only podcast where we clip our toenails with razors. With razor blades.
We?
I'm Omar. Apparently, I have on Pharrell glasses. And I got the guys with me. B Souls. We the North. How you doing today?
Doing good. Doing great.
B Souls is a fake fan. This nigga has everybody's hat. You a pass around. No, you a pass around. Damo, how
I
you
like
doing?
The logo.
It's a nice logo. Oh, I'm good. You know, chilling. King crab shit all day.
What does that mean?
King crab?
If you know, you know.
Okay. Real kings got crabs.
That's so terrible.
And last but not least, Sage, how you doing today? Did y'all like shit?
Y'all are weird.
Holly weird. Yeah. Chat.
I don't really fuck with Holly weird.
I don't fuck with Holly weird like that, chat. You know, my niggas know. TSO niggas know. So.
Y'all are the worst. Y'all are the worst. I will not participate in this bit. This is y'all's bit.
All, any new listeners like, God, why do people watch this shit? This is crazy.
Hey, crazy question to ask live on pod. How are the audio listeners, bro? I promise you, I genuinely forgot that we had audio listeners for the longest.
That's 600 women that are listening audio. I don't know what they're listening for real. I literally have no clue.
I looked at the numbers. That shit said 30% female out of like 2,000. Like, why?
That's literally what y'all listen for, bro? It's Amari, O'Reilly, and I don't know, Raquel listening 600 times. Because there's no way that anybody else. Amari was off of work last week, and I was hosting spaces, I don't know what for, but just for long, extended periods of time. She was off work in the spaces 5, 6, 7 hours. Me, go outside. You have a 1 week vacation. If you don't get the fuck out the house, nigga, what the hell is wrong with you? Anyway, welcome back to another episode of Let's Keep a Buck Podcast. Listen, if you're watching this on any device, I don't know what I usually say. No, if you get a clip, this hashtag LKIAB when you post it anywhere. If you're new to this and you want to be true to this, hit that join button. Stop asking me how to get into the Discord. I say this every single time. Hit the join button on YouTube, that middle tier. What is that? Superstar? $4.99. It gets you access to the Discord. That's a crazy picture. The Discord gets you access to the best moments of the year. And I'm not going to lie, that's something that we have to talk about probably right after this, but that's how you get it to the Discord. Don't ask me, yo, send a link, yo, X, Y, and Z. Don't DM me, yo, Omar, can you troubleshoot YouTube? No.
I can't. The new question is, yo, why can't I talk in the Discord? Like, I bought it. Yo, Maz, tee up, bro. Let him talk. Bro. Stop. Jesus. If you're in the Discord, I'm going to just assume you're a member. And if you're not, you got me. No cap. The amount of DMs I get, yo, how about the membership? Yo, I can't talk. What's the deal? I don't know.
Nigga said to me the other day, I bought it, but then when I refresh the community tab, it just keeps spinning. Like, the wheel just keeps spinning. Do you have any idea? And I'm literally like, bro, I am not YouTube customer support. I don't know. I really don't know. What the fuck do you want me to do?
We got to reevaluate who we give mod to. These niggas are not doing their jobs. Niggas just got mod as a mistake.
What the fuck are the arguments? What were they arguing about earlier with, like, Huncho or something like that?
What?
It was, like, earlier in the morning, and I was reading it. Something about bringing back the Minecraft server. I don't know. Sometimes they just be going too hard. And I'm like, all right, hey, this is crazy.
My thing is, out of all the times these niggas never do, like, they never do their jobs when we need them to. We're trying to host events or do stuff. Niggas run wild. Niggas tell me Christian is sucking titties and toes on Discord. First thing I hear is, oh, yeah, and Jay just kicked them out. Like, Jay was just doing his job. I'm like, oh, now you kick niggas out when titties are an equation? Now we want to do our jobs? Yeah, nah, bro. Time to make some cuts. It's time to make some changes.
But Dom hates women. Sorry, guys.
Hey, fact. I'm the one that hates women, though. Crazy.
Ahmad redraft?
Hey, we might have to look back into paid mods, bro. Hey, I just don't know get some mods.
$5 a month to be a mod. Anyway.
Paying a subscription to be a mod is nasty.
And last but not least, this right here is a super chat. Is it clipping if you're using a razor? Lord Lightskin. I think so. I don't know.
You're not clipping anything.
And Queese M says, shout out to Dom and Souls. Omar, your feet hate you. Damn, my nigga. I don't. Okay. This is a super chat.
We will stop $10
anything. Yeah, no. Right. We will stop anything we are doing to read your super chat. The Rose on Vic says the Discord lets you get messages from Damo saying play multiverses, then you can beat him and have bragging rights. Well,
are you bad at the
half
game
of that? Now? Is true. No, I am not. I probably have one of the better records in the Discord. And niggas don't want to see me with Iron Giant or Superman. Suck my dick, pussies.
Is it better than Smash?
I like it more than Smash. And there's not, you know, bum ass niggas with 500 hours played when I first played it. So it's a way better game than me. So, and, you know, everybody got 12 hours now. Everybody got 12.
Equal playing field. Yeah, equal playing field. Are the everybody controls the same? Started. Are the controls
it's,
like relatively?
Honestly, easy? It's more like Brawlhalla, just done way better, in my opinion. It's not like Smash. It's only like Smash in the concept of all these different characters fighting and ring outs. Other than that, it's more like Brawlhalla, but way better because Brawlhalla fucking sucks. So,
yo, I hated that MVP event we did and PJ was hosting it and he wanted to act like the Nintendo nerd. So, like, what settings do y'all want? Y'all want to take it easy? Yeah, do 50cc. Like, shut up, PJ. If you don't give us the normal settings.
The crazy thing is, the whole time, he's like ass, because everybody else in the Discord smacks him up at the game. Like, okay, PJ.
Yo, we was playing multiverses. Yo, PJ had everybody against him, bro. PJ is the worst. I'm going to say this live on pod, and I'm going to look right at the camera. So, PJ, I'm looking right at you when you say this, fucker. When I say this, you're the worst multiverse player in the community. This nigga is the cheesiest little bastard ever. And y'all know because of how he plays everything else. 500 hours on fucking Smash just to use fucking Ness. Yeah, he's disgusting.
Fuck PJ.
Okay. Fuck PJ.
Fuck.
As Ace said, a great Ace once said, give your son the damn controller, bro. Give your son the controller, bro.
You're telling him to give his 2-year-old son the controller is crazy. Listen, man, got a lot of stuff to cover, but at the same time, we don't have a lot of stuff to cover. So we're about to make this shit happen, Cap. I ain't gonna lie. I show speed. I think that's the thumbnail for the video for this live stream. I show speed is blazing the charts once again. Did y'all see the video of him like getting head on Minecraft and getting 90,000 viewers?
Yeah.
Live?
Yes.
Not live. No.
I thought it was 90,000. Oh, no. No, I'm not asking if you watched it live, but I'm saying he got 90,000 live.
The fuck are y'all talking about?
I seen it.
Yeah, I seen the clip.
You see the clip of Speed?
I don't think I could show the clip of Speed, though.
I mean...
No.
90,000 live sound like Speed, but like... What do you do?
Getting head. He was getting head live.
On Minecraft.
Oh,
and responding like making I'm saying responsive noises.
So wait, was Steve getting it or was Speed getting it? Oh, Speed was
getting head, and some virtual Minecraft girl was. I don't even know. It's probably a guy, but
I get it.
You know what I'm saying? Like
crazy. damn. I mean. Hey, niggas be having fun. I no comment. I ain't gonna lie. You go crazy. Shit. My man had a good time. Fuck it. Jolly WRP. Things of that nature.
Riz.
Word, indeed.
But Speed got 10,000, 10 million, 10 million, 100,000.
Jake Lucky. Wait, this is Jake Lucky involved?
Yeah. Oh, well, no, you know he reported.
He always on dick. You know he's always on dick when it comes to Speed. No. I can't believe Speed did this. Shut up.
That man, bro, he's still talking about Speed. He's been talking about Speed for like months now.
He pulling the reporter card every time. It's my job to report on content creator news.
But now he's got 10 million subs now, Sage. So big round of applause for Speed.
Oh yeah, congrats! But you know, like a lot of people feel like I'm too hard on Speed and Conscator. Like when we did the little list, easy yes, whatever. Cool. It's just like, yo, you a grown ass man really got this kid? Like you really is cock watching this kid, bro. Like, damn, months of reporting speed content, and it's all, I guarantee, on the same type of timing. At this point, it's like, bro, you just don't like speed, bro. Okay,
I'm not even sure what the timeline was, because I saw the clip through Jake on Twitter. So if he got banned because Jake posted the clip on Twitter, that's crazy on Dick, bro. Like, you already know what he does, and everyone knows that you already disagree with it. But at that point, you're just have to get him. So fuck Jake Lucky. Spam fuck Jake Lucky. Yeah,
he's like when niggas were saying Vlad was getting people clapped up. At this point, he's like the Vlad TV of the Twitch. Yeah, he's like the Vlad TV of Twitch and shit.
Is he even that, though? Because he's literally going out of his way to talk about speed every moment he gets. With Vlad, is like, all right, Vlad's interviewing everybody, and yes, Vlad is like a real bozo about his interviews and gets niggas to self-snitch, but this nigga is dead ass going out of his way to go dig up old speed clips and bring light to it to try to get him banned. Literally everything speed's saying, dead ass is trying to get him banned. It's weird. And speed's still a kid. Like, has speed turned 18 yet?
I think he's still 16.
I think he's still 17. He's still a kid, and you're a grown ass man, and you're everything he says and does. Yeah. You have a problem. He's playing. I expect any teenage boy, no cap. I expect any teenage boy to be doing the most dumbest shit on Minecraft. It's fucking Minecraft, bro.
Yeah.
We're in a Discord. We have grown men with children doing weird shit on Discord. I'm not surprised fucking speed is. Yeah. Like, what are we doing? You trying to get it canceled?
Yeah, that game is essentially free world. Well, it's not essentially, it is. It has like two objectives, and nobody even tries for them at this point. So, okay.
Man, fuck Minecraft. That shit's stupid.
I was never a crazy fan, but it's cool. Go ahead.
Is there a case, though, because he has a... So, obviously, I feel like with the platform that he has, he has some responsibility to his audience and what he shows. So, what is that line with speed?
Just don't... The line is levels of maturity. Mm-hmm. So if a kid is just like, I assume RPing, getting his dick sucked in Minecraft, that is something a high schooler would do. So it's like, I'm not giving him the good old bro, he's 17 over and over and over again. There's lines that he crossed, like the whole when if we was on an island, who would stop me? That's like, I speak. Can't say that. You cannot say that. But in terms of a high schooler RPing about getting his dick sucked on Minecraft, that's something a high schooler would quite literally do. So
yeah, I think he's doing 16 year old. He's 16. That nigga been 16 for like 2 years now, but for real. But I think he's just doing 16 year old stuff. Like, I think I was like nuke boosting at 16 or some shit like that. Like, nigga's 16, bro. Like, who cares?
Nuke boosting? He's cheating in the game.
He said that, and I almost threw up for a second that he even admitted that on live.
It was like, you remember, what's his name, Randy Savage?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what we was doing. Like, we would pretend like we're nuke boosting to help these guys, and then, like, when they get to, like, the 23rd kill, kill them off. Like, we was trolling in video games, fake calling, like, pizzas on people. Like, we was doing Modern Warfare 2 created, like, dumb stuff for people to do. We was doing dumb stuff at 16, so if Minecraft was big like that back then, I'd be getting hit on Minecraft.
Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with it. I mean, with speed, and you're asking where's that line for speed? We're talking about the kid. They got kids on Jumbotrons, double fist gawking, got motherfuckers twerking,
in real life,
in unironic situations, throwing ass and sucking air dick. I'm pretty sure him role playing getting his meat sucked on fucking Minecraft is nowhere near the line with speed. Like, this is like it's a part of his brand to do some wild, just dumb shit as of right now. And I don't think he has any responsibility as a 17-year-old to be like, oh, nah, man. Me getting my meat sucked by fucking Guinevere on goddamn Minecraft is too far for these No, these niggas are his age. It's not like he has a super... Well, he does have a younger audience, but it's not like he's somebody our age and he's doing this shit to motherfuckers 10 years younger than him. These niggas is all in the same grade. They will all be in school together. A lot of his audience he would go to school with and... be in the same vicinity with. I don't think he has a responsibility to try to be this big role model, at least yet.
Where is the name Guinevere from? That's not familiar.
I don't know. I just off the fly.
Is it Guinevere?
Ain't that from You, the Netflix show? I feel like it is.
Is Anyways. It?
No, damn. I know minimal Netflix. I'm sorry.
Guinevere Beck. I think that is her name. Is that her name? Oh, shit.
That must have been her name. Damn. Okay, awkward silence.
Shout out Speed. Fuck Jake Lucky. I mean,
basically. Shout out to OVO Sausage and Dom's dog.
Fuck OVO Sausage. He's a fucking weirdo.
I'm 99% sure that's the same person.
Damn, it might be. Angel number 77. If I had to lose any of y'all's five senses forever, what would y'all choose to lose and why? I'd be blind. I'd instantly become Ray Charles.
Smell.
Sense of taste, I guess. I can't do smell.
If you do smell, you lose taste, by the way.
Yeah, I'm about to say smell is a 2-in-1. I guess taste. I guess.
Yeah, I lose taste.
But I've said my life. I've said several times. I don't have five. I've said all five senses. I ain't got all five. Oh, no offense. What? Me personally, send me to the gulag. I can't do it. I can't be blind. I can't. What? I can't. Nah.
You'd rather die?
Yes.
Me and God damn.
Not trolling. not trolling.
If I can't have all five, nigga, me. That's what gets given up. I'm giving up on me.
Sage is the same person. Yeah, if my 600K subscriber channel started getting 5K views, kill me.
Motherfuckers is too cool with life. I don't understand it. All right, bro. Life ain't short, but it's true. Mine's is. God damn.
If you lose, sense of...
All right, Juice WRLD, calm down.
If you lose your sense of touch, is it just in your fingers?
No. You said what?
Why would it just be in your fingers?
I don't know. That's why I don't know nobody that's ever lost their sense of touch. So that's what I'm saying. Would it be just in your
fingers? Yeah, that's second worst, no cap. I ain't gonna lie. If you not think worst. So? Not having touch is crazy.
I've never heard of anybody like losing their sense of touch.
Yeah, losing sense of touch is...
I'm so just gonna
go
just...
We're just gonna go past this. Like Sage didn't just come out with this Juice WRLD ass. Sage is like, do you need a hug?
I don't need a bro. First things first. Oh. Words are hard to say. Nah, man, I'm not drinking again. You motherfuckers go to hell. Second,
you pussy, you want to take another shot right now? You pussy, though.
No. I'm taking days.
Why would you say that, Mister? Hold on, did we just pass that, guys? All right, bro.
I'm
taking days off, bro.
That has nothing to do with him offering himself in the 25 club. It is not nothing to do with that. But
I wouldn't even ask how many shots did you take during your birthday. First of all, happy birthday. How many bottles?
All right, so it was the random one, the little four pack of the Jose, whatever the hell that shit was called, the Casamigos, the Capriccio, Disaronno, because niggas know that's my drink, Grey Goose, almost another Grey Goose. I'd say
this is in one day.
One day.
You know what's crazy? Now I'm not even going to continue. You know what's crazy? Every time we have a pod, you know, someone asks me a question and I say some ridiculous answer. And the comment is always like, W cap, L cap, Leah Soul Age, right? I want y'all to know, if there is one time there was no bit, there was no cap, there was no tertiary content only thing, it was that tweet. I tried to do every 10 likes, I would take a shot. Once I got in triple digits, I didn't know what I was doing.
What number did you stop at?
I lost track at 30. So because I lost track at 30, I said, fuck it, I'm at 40. Like, I just said, fuck it, I'm at 40. And since then, it was a path, but we got to 100. Once we hit 100, I don't know what the hell we ended at. We could have ended at 200. Could have ended at 101. I stopped counting. I stopped the fuck counting. And I ain't doing it ever again. That was pain.
Oh, I bet.
It was fun, though. No regrets. But it was pain.
What time you wake up?
Time did I wake up next day? Technically 7, but I immediately went back to sleep once I got to where I needed to be. So I'd say like 2.
Did you wake up in a ditch? Like, what do you mean you got what you need to
do? I got it. I am right.
Hey, man. Hey, man, I had business to attend to. But I'm about to be sober for a bit before motherfuckers on the internet start going, yo, this is actually kind of scary. I'm perfect. I'm not on some type time. You feel me?
Take stuff
too, yeah, too. like I'm not on type time. I'm chilling, bro. I'm 100% chilling, bro. I'm probably gonna go 2 months. I only need to do 2 weeks, but I'm probably gonna go 2 months because I don't think I'm about to go out the house for a brick now. I think I've had enough fun in July and May. Fuck June. Fuck June, right? But yeah, I've had enough.
You did that tortoise face and Jay was like, yo, don't encourage him. Like,
yeah, I'm like, yo, y'all always go
the same joke now. Like, yo, like you might
like
die.
Bro, I can't stand serious Twitter. Serious niggas all the time, bro. Did y'all see? Nah, cause they laughing, but it really is like the most annoying thing. By the way, appreciate everybody that said happy birthday. I won't be a dick. Did y'all? Let me tell you about
his organs, man.
Oh my fuck. Oh my fuck, bro. Yo, oh yeah. I hope he's mentally fine. He's escaping a problem. But like, bro, there was y'all know them typical ass tweets that be like, if you get one superpower, what would it be? You know, motherfuckers are sitting there, and I've heard many reasons to go against certain powers, like why super speed sucks or whatever. Motherfuckers are sitting there like, well, you gotta think, bro. You can copy a main character's power all you want, but are you really that main character for real? So, like, I say shadow clones. I say if I had a power of shadow clones, motherfuckers like, but you ain't Naruto, so you probably can only do like one or something. I don't know. I'm probably taking super. I'm like, all right, bro.
You don't got the amount of chakra okay, Naruto has. Like, shut up, bro.
Okay, bro.
Shut up.
Like, all right, bro. If you get super speed, your legs fall off. Like, all right, bro. Damn. Niggas take everything too seriously.
Cardiac.
Damn.
Let's not bring devil's advocate into it.
I mean,
if you only look at it from that scenario, I mean, but if you look at it from
that scenario, I got this fat cut on my
head. Oh my God.
I'm sorry, I keep looking at this AMP cipher.
You got that cut on your head from when you fell in that goddamn bush that you woke up in.
Didn't fall asleep in a bush. What is it? Gaslight? That's the word niggas use now? Yeah, El Gaslight. He's gaslighting.
That is a new word. Hang on. Did not know about that word growing up.
Archie says, PJ can't win anything, even the Smash tournaments. I ain't gonna lie. He was talking about your wife right there, PJ. I wouldn't let that happen. Kavi says, sup, just joined. I'm a Giannis D rider.
Giannis D rider.
Greek for
anything. What is that?
What?
Hey guys, just joined. LeBron's actual year.
Where did this nigga go? Damo's dog, Sage, Souls, or Omar? Any of y'all want a pet? Pops don't rub my stomach no more, so I'm planning on running away. Bro kicked me in my eye and it hurt.
Oh my God. Hey. Oh my goodness.
And here this nigga go. LMAO, okay. Little dude getting bullied, and I ain't touch him yet. I do feel like this is OVO sausage right now.
This is all one person.
This is him switching between you guys. Are one of my favorite podcasts. Flagrant and hilarious. Top 5 percentile fitted caps for the win.
Why did you read it like that?
Top 5 percentile fitted caps.
Flagrant and hilarious.
What does that mean?
Fitted caps.
Top 5 percentile fitted caps.
He's stupid. He's stupid.
I don't understand what that means. Brooklyn Sprick says, hey, first live pod. Just wanted to ask Sage if he could add me to the 2K.
Oh, y'all had the rest in piss. Respectfully, I was not doing this shit.
Brooklyn_Springs. Also, Omar, I need the Asian abortion lady video.
Y'all had to go rest, bro. I was not in condition.
Sage can't survive a PB&J.
Facts, dude.
What does that mean?
No, because this nigga Sage, when we in Discord, he was over there. Yeah, you know, I ain't gonna lie, I feel immortal. I'm immortal until proven otherwise. Can't nothing stop me. nigga, don't you got a nut allergy? I mean,
nah, that shit was so fucking funny, bro.
He said, "Can't take me out, funny. But a peanut and a crawfish." I was like, "Wait, you got a seafood allergy too?"
Yeah. I was like, "Nah, you throw some shrimp, GGs." I ain't gonna lie, you got it.
Damo's dog says, "Ayo, elephant, stop playing with me, bro. I'm a member. I'm above you. I'm being serious, dude. All you do is play. You ain't gonna never pull up, so shut up." Why do they keep doing that? Blind, so I could be like Anne Frank hiding in a tree. I just want to get through these, please. E3 now says, "Would you rather have a petty and vindictive baby mother or randomly fight Mike Tyson once a year?" Mike Tyson let the nigga on a plane bitch him, so fuck that nigga. Oh, yeah, he did hit that nigga. My bad.
Hit him a couple times. Did you see his face?
Never mind.
I don't know, man.
Both sound like nightmares to me. I don't know.
Well, only one of them physically hurts, though.
Losing touch means your wee-wee can no longer feel the sweet walls. So that's hell. I agree with Sage. If I can't have all of them, if I can't have them all, take me the fuck out.
Think or spank.
How the fuck are you alive, Sage? Listen,
I truly don't know.
Sage, you owe us 225 shots.
Won't happen.
Kenry? Is your name Kenry for real?
That's a name for you, boy. Yeah. Kenry?
Kenry.
Kenny Wood sounds cool, though. No cap.
Kenny Wood sounds like a porno name.
Is that a miss? Did you mistype your name? Kenry Wood says, "Being paralyzed is losing touch. You would defecate on yourself and never know if you are cut." No. Okay, so I looked it up, Kenry. There's a new, you get a new specialty sensation once you lose feeling that still indicates if you have pain. Hey, shout out to the other bro. I just turned 20. Shout out Sage, fellow July gang. Yeah, appreciate that.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, shout out to, and MK even said happy birthday to Miz. I think it's someone's birthday. I think, yeah, shout out to Miz. Bezos, can I get a round of applause for Miz?
Shout out to my July team.
Birthday,
damn, my stomach still hurt. I ain't gonna lie, you don't want this little
E3 down says, "Happy birthday, Sage. If you could have three wishes, what would they be?"
To give me a superpower, to be able to look into the future. I'm too curious, and then for three more wishes.
This is gonna be a super chat only pod. They coming in crazy. Was an MVP member for 4 months and was never able to talk in the Discord. Shaking my head. Joining again due to Brother Souls. Send the link, Bryce. That's on you. Listen, we're going
to
stop right
there.
Why
were you not able to talk in the Discord?
That's on him. I do want to play this. Let's get into some actual content because I know niggas is craving for this.
80% of women that probably need assistance when it comes to female hygiene.
You got
this magnificent 20% that have no smell.
I think I'm part of the 2% because I definitely agree with
20.
I'm narrowing it down. But even because I'm at the top of that 20%.
Those are the keepers. Those are the keepers. Those are like, yo, fresh out the like in the shower. It was amazing.
If I stick, if I could swirl around, like, it's gonna be a nice taste and everything.
That's amazing, but that's not normal.
Well, it's normal for me.
It's normal.
If you eat a lot of fruit.
Trust me.
It's normal for women
but
like
I guess
us
men would
who are
aware
of themselves.
And
this a is lot of women aren't aware of themselves.
And yeah, and maybe, you know,
you
present
this,
company
ladies?
Excluded. We talk about this all the time. Do y'all know when y'all stinking up the room?
Like, I never stunk up a room.
Well, see, as I said, present
I already know that.
You see my shocked and appalled face?
But
that's the thing. Because
but I have smelled like, people stink up the room.
I have and it's like, it'd be
and
some
I've
of the most beautiful women. You'd be like, yo, how was, you're you. You got...
No,
you got
I have
teams
a story
and
one time.
Stylist.
This guy I know called me, told me he was having sex with a girl and the whole room smelled like sewage.
Yes.
That's what he said. He's terrible.
And but she be acting like she has no idea. I'm like, I cannot be the only one
but
that
it's like
smells
when you're
it.
At the zoo.
She got to be talking about Mariah Carey.
I hate Angela Yee. I hate Angela Yee so much, bro. That's the one woman I just, okay. I mean, thoughts?
Thoughts? I mean, I don't know. I'm not Mr. Bitches, so I wouldn't know if that's like a fact. But I mean, that's yeah.
No, we talk about it all the time, Sage. That's what Nick Cannon said. Us guys, we talk about that all the time.
Oh yeah, we do be talking about that all the time. Facts.
So, feminine odors. Yep.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, we got perfume brands and shit. Yeah, I mean, I see what 80% you mean. 80%
is crazy, bro.
Yeah, just 80% is wild. But I do see what you mean. There's some people.
That's out of every 10 women you meet, 8 of them.
There's more women in the world than there are men. So you know how bad it must smell all the time. 80%, nigga, that's a lot, bro.
At that point, does it even smell bad? It's just normal at that point. That's just a woman. I'm about to say.
It smells like pussy in here.
Yeah, fuck that. It's only the headline is only 20% smell good at this point. Damn.
Honestly, the 20% smell bad because they don't smell like the normal. What
that's what I'm saying. What is wrong with you? Tyson?
The one woman in the beginning, I could stick my fingers in, twirl it around, pull it out, and taste it, and it's going to taste good. No, ma'am. It's going to taste like pussy.
Yo, one of them said, well, I'm part of the 2%. It's 20.
20. She said, no, I had to separate myself from the rest. Like, I'm a bitch.
And you, hey, Perdomo, you know that's always those people, too. Well, I'm not in that. I'm not in that. All right, you ain't never.
I'm so far away from the stanky people. I'm at the top of the 20%.
You ain't never stunk, bro. You ain't
you
never.
Ain't never, ever had nobody say, yo, I ain't going to lie. Oh, yeah. Showers. You ain't never had to happen. Okay.
And these grown-ass women thinking if you eat fruits, your vagina is going to taste sweet. That is not how
it tastes like strawberries. I had
you could be like even pineapples for a week straight. Come on, bro.
Mine tastes good. Oh, stop.
Only time I ever even halfway believed that was with the hot Cheetos. Like, she crushed hot Cheetos all day. This shit probably.
Why they keep letting Nick Cannon talk? And why does they keep talking about men in podcasts? Please, somebody deplatform Angela Yee today. Not tomorrow. God. Today. And then I had a guy call me and tell me that he just fucked the bitches. It was stinky. He did not finish having sex with her. Get up, get on the phone, and call you. And if you answered that phone call, Angela Yee, please, you were the most miserable woman I know. Oh, yeah, tell me, big bro. How was it?
That shit reviews, stink. Reviews.
I got some good pussy over here. Couldn't be me. All right.
Don't Nick Cannon got like 25 baby mamas?
Got 80 of them stunk.
80%, so you 80% of them stunk. You just rocking with the stank at this point, then. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, why can't
you love
about
it,
that?
Nick? No cap.
You love that? It, Nick.
You like it, Nick. You like
does
it,
he
Nick.
Just sleep with all good smelling women and he's
that's what I'm saying. Does he go through the cycle? Like he's cycling through women and he's like, bro, out of all 10 women I try to get with, like these baby mothers gotta be in the 20%. That's why he says 80% of women stink. Because he go through 8 stinky facts. Motherfuckers. And then he get 2 girls he fuck with, they get pregnant. All right, I see
this nigga Nick Cannon is that's
nah, that's fine.
They gotta be getting
bitches. His drumline. I trust Nick Cannon, bro. I trust Nick.
Oh yeah, nah. He'd know more than me, I guess.
I guess that's when his lupus flare up is because when he's fucking with stinky women. I guess I don't know. Don't. Oh. That's not a clip. That's not a clip, Dennis. That's not.
That's a clip.
Yeah, that's a clip. And it's somebody a clip. Clipped that. Just a 3-second clip, if it need be. Sorry.
As, listen, more super chats. We're getting paid. Jay Kelly says, "I 100% remember Sage saying." He's lactose intolerant too, but
that's not true. I was
just getting took
that,
out.
Yeah, I'm about to say that's not true. I was legally allergic to everything for one point in my life. It's actually a fact.
Damn, Bubble Boy, what do you mean?
I swear, I actually was. I was until I forgot what the exact time was, but there was a moment where I was allergic to dead ass everything except titty milk and water. It's crazy.
That nigga Sage in Discord said, yeah, my mom's used to have seafood boy. She just tell me, go in the room, don't come out. I'm like, if I come out, I die. I'm like, damn. All
right. Oh, this nigga got sick by the fumes.
Fumes fucked me up.
GBC says, one of the best podcasts ever really helped me with a tough situation and losing my grandmother very recently. And this pod been helping me through it.
Sorry for your loss.
Type shade and things of that.
Glad we could help, but
oh, I didn't even see the losing my part. Oh, rest in peace, gang.
This one right here. Yes, everyone in my family's name starts with a K,
and they live Kenry? In Crenshaw. Crazy.
So you're really Henry. They just want to force the K in there. No,
Kenry.
Oh shit! Is that racist?
No, I'm calling you Henry Woods, bro. Your real name.
I don't think the big crazy thing about your name is the fact that it starts with a K. I think it's the fact that it's fucking Kenry. Kendrick. Getting Carl.
You couldn't even. You couldn't even. Look at my name.
That too. If they got to start with a K, there's a lot of names that start with a K that just
fucking Kevin.
Kevin, that shit.
Some of y'all need to stand up for yourselves when y'all were babies, bro. Y'all should have dead ass been like, "Mom, chill with that."
Hey.
Chill with that Kenry shit, for real. Like,
chill with that Kenry shit is crazy.
I'm trying to think. My mom,
Kenry.
I know, and I know.
Kenry,
it's not
no. Kenry.
That sounds like a timeout, baby. Let's be honest. That sounds like a timeout, baby. Kenry.
She's shouting out Kenry at the park. All the Henrys turn around like.
Henry, get over here.
The fuck is this lady, mom?
Oh, my name's Henry. Who said that?
What? Where is she from?
That's just so close, but it's actually not the name. Where is
she from? The Kenny's turn around too, no cap.
What? I've never heard
that. The whole hood rubbing that.
Eyes wide open.
What? All the Henrys and Kennys are just like, what the fuck? Did she call me?
Somebody walk up on him. Did y'all call me? Hello? What? Hello?
Oh,
this nigga Jose, he typed out a Cam Newton message. A real one just became a husband this past week. Oh, y'all niggas getting married. You know what's crazy?
Oh, my God.
Y'all niggas that keep getting married, y'all don't get no pussy for real. Get married in your 20s, you don't get no pussy. That's what I mean. So.
That's crazy.
Just wanted to shout out Black Love and remind y'all boys to keep doing y'all thing. Stay blessed. 100. Prayer sign 100. Yeah.
I'm dying alone.
He had to lock down the only ones he could get. MK says, no, it's my birthday.
Oh, okay. Happy birthday. Here. I see you. Right. I see you. It's like, nah, happy birthday, y'all.
Damn, it was a... This nigga says, Poison Burner says, a musty woman will change a motherfucker for the worst.
Will a dirty it? House will too. No, it didn't change me. I
ain't gonna lie, 80% of niggas is musty. I don't want to be on the woman's side of things, but niggas do be stank. Have y'all ever been to the gym? I know Damo, you playing basketball, you done smelt the nigga that was like,
I ain't gonna care. I'm gonna be blunt. I'm gonna be blunt, actually. There was a moment not too long ago when I was the motherfucker that went to the gym. I was like, 6:30. Fuck, I'll be all right. No, I wasn't. 20 minutes and I'm like, yo, I am fucking these niggas up. And I know
you
I am.
You was the
bro.
Musty nigga?
I was definitely a musty nigga. I ain't gonna lie. I was like,
why y'all hand checking me? Like,
I was like, bro, I don't need a spot. I was like, bro, I don't need a spot, bro. Y'all good? I was like, shit. Yo, first thing I need to do is take a shower, dog.
I wouldn't have said I was the musty nigga though, Sage. I don't know.
Nah, I was moving. I ain't gonna lie. I was boofing like shit. No cap.
I played basketball with a nigga on my team who refused to shower the day of the game.
Yeah, now when it's consistent or when it's not in the gym, even to be honest, that's where I got a problem. It's like you got class today. You know you about to sit in health, then go to math, then go to lunch, then go to science, and you just I don't need one. Yeah. Come on, bro.
That's a nasty thing about high school, bro. That's the nasty thing about high school. They give you one period to like get physical activity in. In 5 minutes, you got to get to your next class, sit down. And, like,
oh, yeah.
That shit
yeah.
is so crazy, bro.
I knew I was the musty nigga. I was sweating the next period. I'm a naturally sweaty person. I had gym the first period. It was game 7 every day.
You got to have.
I was walking around with a sweat towel, bro. No cap.
You got to have
it. Game 7 every day is wild.
My dumb ass. This is when I was trying to lose weight, but I was in school. Whoever was going to fuck with me was going to fuck with me. My idea to lose weight was be the Showtime Lakers in like pants and a hoodie. So every day in gym in first period, I'm up and down the court, fast break, all this stuff like this. I'm going into the next period drenched, shirt visibly a different color every day. Shit was nasty. Question from Black Baby Jesus. When was the closest time died or had a near-death experience?
All right, well, what do I want to say on the internet? That's the question. I almost drowned. It was crazy. I jumped on some random person's back to live. I would have died. I would have actually died. I was like 8. Didn't know how to swim. Went too far. Almost drowned.
I was driven back home from a Celtics game, and guy ran the red light, got T-boned. So
that happened to my dog not even too long ago.
Could have sued the NBA, but it's what it is.
But you could have sued the NBA.
Could have sued the NBA as well.
Domo, do you remember that one?
Yeah, I remember because you were taking like an Uber or some shit, right?
They dead ass like, so for some context, the Celtics wanted me to go to a Celtics game. It was like end of the season, gave me backstage pass and shit. And like they dead ass like got me a chauffeur for the day, drove me to and from. On the way back, the guy that was driving us ran a red light, like at an intersection, and another car T-boned it. Oh, yeah. Luckily, I was
you
on the other side.
Technically, could have. Wow.
Well, you should have picked the bag up. You thought they you was, really could have. You didn't want to ruin the relationship.
I was 16. Yeah. I'm like, dang, I don't. Celtics are my favorite team. Like I'm saying, like
shit, that'd be my favorite team too. Cutting me.
I'd have been.
The playoffs. The playoffs about to start. Like we.
I would have been.
I'm saying we're the number one seed. Like.
This nigga Biso said, and you know it's crazy. They're almost from the luxury tax, so I, you know, I don't know. I just can't.
Yeah, I just don't know.
They don't got the cap to pay me too.
They need cap. Yeah,
what?
Nigga,
nah, I was I almost drowned on some safety.
I want a draft pick. When'd you almost drown? Was it like
in a pool? So yeah, in pool. My dad was trying to teach me how to swim, and you know, he said, "Nigga, don't drown," and threw me in. And did not believe that I could not really swim. So after 2 minutes of flailing, he finally realized, oh, he's not joking, and then jumped in. And yeah, that was probably the closest that I could think of, like, that's PC enough for the fucking internet, yeah?
Yeah, I don't think I have one. Mine aren't, like, crazy near death that I came next to a knife or some shit like that. I don't know. Lord Lightskin says, I'm allergic to the outside, so I understand. I don't...
What are you allergic to outside?
You see how I skip the pollen? Sage is the black version of the bubble boy. If both GP2 and GP Junior have a son, can they both be GP3? Potentially. No. That's not how that works, Archie. No. That's actually not how that works. Kenry sends $2 for whatever reason. Oh, wait. This is it. Grandpa name was Henry. They forced it. It is Japanese in origin. Kenry is Henry? Japanese.
What the fuck?
Henry's a Japanese name?
Oh,
no, Kenry. I think Kenry is Japanese in origin. What the fuck does Kenry mean in Japanese? Henry?
We're just Kenry in Japanese.
It's Japanese.
Dog, shut up, bro.
No, that might be right.
Kenry is Japanese for Henry. Is that what he's saying? No way, bro.
I'm trying to look. Henry? Japanese
Henry the Persian? What's going on?
Nigga, I don't see where it's Japanese in origin. This shit is made up.
Henry the Persian is disgusting. Henry the Persian. Oh, no, nah, bro. Oh, my grandmother's name is Henry. They forced it. It was Japanese origin. Kenry? Henry is Kenry?
This nigga's a liar, bro. What? There is nobody else in the world named Kenry but you, nigga. That's it, bro. Nigga said, Kenry, I choose you like this nigga's a Pokemon.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Nobody. No, stop, bro.
Kenry's son.
Come on, bro.
Oh, my God. Oh,
no, Kenry.
Japanese Henry is crazy.
Nobody's believing that, bro.
Why is that Japanese origin? What makes that Japanese origin?
Ain't Henry like a British name?
That nigga just lied. That nigga just lied.
Oh my god.
That nigga just lied.
That shouldn't be that funny. That should not be. Kenry Uzumaki is nasty.
This
Nigga said Sage was a weakling growing up. Couldn't be me for real. Oh yeah, that's God. Just a lie.
Henry Delgado, what the fuck?
Listen, the baby. The baby announced he lost a Burger King sponsorship after he said his homophobic slur shit. I guess this gives more validity to cancel culture being real. But what I do want to say is that, like, yo, bro, I don't think niggas know what freedom of speech is. Because when I seen that tweet, it was a bunch of people under it. Yeah, bro, this is a prime example as to why freedom of speech is getting attacked. Like, I can't even come on the internet and say anything. Me. With my 3 followers, like, I can't say anything on the internet no more. The baby's losing brand deals. What does that mean for me? Nothing, Kenry. Like, come on.
Wait, Sage, were you here for that? Were you
nah, here for him explaining? Mark Kenry.
Oh, my God. Oh, wait. Sage. Plot twist. His grandfather's name. His grandfather's name is Henry.
Okay.
They spelt it with a K, forced a K on it because it's Japanese in origin.
Kenry is Japanese.
I asked. So Kenry is Japanese Henry. And now we're here.
He's never going to come back. He's never going
to
come back.
Has he even been to Japan? So they got to give him a free flight, bro. They got to give him a free flight.
What if he's over there? What if he go over there?
Only Kenry on that
Kenry sign, yeah. They're going to be like, what?
They're going to ask for his name. Kenry.
Kennedy?
The fuck? Kennedy?
Kennedy?
Yo, we're going to hell, bro.
That's crazy, bro. That's super crazy.
Oh man.
Nani?
Nani?
Oh shit.
I feel like what's funnier, that or him going there and the motherfucker's really named Kenry over there. Like he just Kenny!
Oh, multiple Kenrys? hey, Kenry is the Mike of Japan. Everybody's name is Kenry.
Somebody did ask, call him, hey, yo, Kenry. Niggas just start telling me, oi!
Oi! Hey. He said oi!
Oi! I didn't know what to say. Oh yeah! Hi! Hi!
Hi! Yo, this is the worst.
Kenry being the mic is crazy.
Kenry really being Japanese Henry? It's just Henry over there. That's all it is.
Just
Henry. Kenry A. Kenry B. Kenry H. Come on, this is crazy. Lord Lightskin says grass, pollen, tree bark, dust, shit like that. Too bad unless I have an asthma attack. That's it.
You allergic to tree bark?
Nature. Nigga allergic to everything. God.
When does tree bark like ever really like fly off the tree and like, you know what I would do if I was that nigga? I would play hide and go seek and I would make the tree base, like home base. And that nigga would never be safe because he could never touch home.
He run home and he
or
like
he would risk an asthma attack every single time.
That's how he found out he was allergic. Niggas was playing hide and go seek one time on the block and made the big tree home base. Nigga was running full speed, touched that bitch, and damn near died.
That nigga started melting. And nigga said,
bro, can you imagine being taken out by a tree? How do you even get taken out by a tree, bro?
A tree how?
Took one of them needle tests. He must have took that needle test or something like that. How the fuck he figured
dust,
it out?
Dust, nigga. Dust is killing you? That's
I don't
crazy.
Know.
I'm alert. I ain't gonna lie.
Not too much, man. Not too much.
Too
much on dust.
Loser.
Shoot. Is he even in the chat, bro? I think he left.
Oh, Kenry? Yeah, he's gone, bro. We cooking.
Oh, Kenry.
Oh, yeah, Kenry. Kenry's done.
No, wait. Andrew if Kenry stayed, he's a real nigga.
Teacher had to have been befuddled when this dude came to class. Henry with the K. Yeah, no, he's gone.
He's gotten Kenny a lot.
Oh okay. No, he's still here. He's here. Look it up. Me and a bunch of Japanese dudes are on Facebook. When I first joined there, there was only 7.
You're in a Facebook group.
King Kenry the 8th.
Your mom too.
What the fuck?
He's in a Facebook. He's in a Facebook group with 18 Japanese Kenrys. He's the only black one.
I don't know who this is, but this is a. I don't know what he's trying to say here. We all know damn well that the baby meal wouldn't work out. I would rather eat stinky cat than have a motherfucking the baby meal. By the way, when can I join the Discord? I joined as a member, and I love y'all content.
This is probably
this is exactly setup. What the fuck we talked about in the beginning, bro. We are not Discord support, bro. God damn.
Yeah. Oh wow, y'all did that? That's funny. But
Do I download it to my phone? I don't know.
Bro, I tell my
look is in the community.
Become a member, bro. I don't know.
I feel like Burger King was so fitting for the baby meal, bro. I feel like that fits.
Oh, so that's what the baby. I was. That's what I meant to ask, but I was just gonna move on. Yeah. So he has a Burger King.
They took away it because of his homophobic, you know.
Oh, from last year.
Yeah.
I mean, not.
Damn.
Yeah. So I don't know.
What did he say again?
Let's go. He said, "Let's go." We're talking about the baby.
Yeah. Not like. Didn't he say? Can we just refresh ourselves? Like, you know, what I'm saying, like, what he said, like, what really got him canceled?
It was the saying like, oh,
put your hands in the air if you don't take dick up the ass or something like.
No. He was like, put your hands in the air if you don't got no STDs because you one of these. Gay ass motherfuckers taking dick and ass in the parking lot.
Why did DJ?
I remember he was trying to say something to hype up the crowd. No way, Dom. Yeah. He said all of that, bro, to get the crowd.
I swear to God, crazy, bro.
That's what he said along those lines. If not that, something very close to that, nigga. I promise you.
I think he said if you, it's something about you being straight. If you straight, put your hands up. I don't know. That nigga said something stupid.
Let's.
I thought he said, let's go. Yo, the pink sauce lady came out. She said that the FDA doesn't have to approve her product. Like, the FDA has nothing to do with her because she's not selling medical supplies.
That's how that works. What does F stand for?
And Drug Administration has nothing to do with her selling her food because she is selling...
Nothing drug related.
Let me ask y'all a question. How much would y'all pay to meet up with your favorite celebrity? Do a meet and greet.
Oh, I know where you're taking this.
Not a thousand like Chris Brown. I'll tell you that much. Thousand, you ain't getting me like that.
500.
Yeah, no more than five.
No more than five.
Who the fuck?
This is a grown man. That paid $1,000 to stand.
Can you click on it? I can barely see it.
I feel like Sean stack for a picture of Chris Brown.
Chris Brown is high as hell in this picture. I don't know if y'all can really see or I need to zoom in or something like that. This nigga is it's just gonna make it smaller every single time. That nigga's high like crazy in this picture. And you paid $1,000 to stand next to Breezy?
Nah, Briss Breezy is real.
Come on, bro.
Did you see the pictures of the girls that took pictures with him?
I don't, you know, yeah. I feel that.
What the
I
hell? No,
I should probably stop scrolling. Let me stop scrolling.
One of them was getting like a piggyback card or some shit.
Bro, yeah. they paid $1,000 for this nigga to grab their titties while they took a picture, bro. It's just crazy.
And you know what? The women, you know, gender roles and all this other stuff, the women are fine. If you're a grown man paying $1,000 to take pictures of Chris Brown.
Hug me from behind.
All right,
bro.
I now there's no way. I don't care what you. He looked tired.
Yeah, that.
This left one. He looked like he over. Well, this
damn, now he look like him.
He looked like he tired. Yeah.
He like Shannon over there. God damn.
Hey, Adamo. The middle one was the first picture. The right one is like the 500th picture, and then the very left one. That's got to be like the second to last.
That's a double. That's not even Chris Brown. That is Chris Brown's lookalike. That is not even him.
That's Brown Chris. That's Kenry Brown. That's Kenry Brown right there.
Kenry. Good old Brown. Kenry, bro.
Stop. Leave bro alone, bro.
Good old Kenry Brown.
That's a crazy amount to pay, though, to just take the picture.
That is. Like, you signed something or like, please tell me it wasn't just 1,000
No. I found, Chris,
I love your music.
I found the full on thread. Yeah, that's what it was. Because it's a long line. It's a long line. So this is the thread. This is the first woman, of course, because like I said, she was the first one. See, he's still happy in these pictures because this is early on in the meetups and stuff like that.
Oh my god,
tooth chip.
Do y'all know how
he
these
got something on it? He got like a little gold,
like a gold. Whatever. Do y'all know how these meetups really work? Like for real, like these meeting.
It's a line, right?
Yeah, it's like, a long ass line of people. Yeah.
It's a long ass line of people, and then all you do is dead ass come in. This is so nasty. You come in, you dap them up, tell them your little quick 2 second thing, and then you just take your picture and you go. And
$1,000 for this.
Yeah, I just can't think that that's worth $1,000. I don't know.
You gotta be doing it for a video so you can write it off, bro. That's the only reason.
I'm not doing that for no $1,000. Let me see if there's another wheel.
If I see my girl spend $1,000 to take a picture of Chris Brown, bitch, you better follow him on.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. And these women right here, they wanna be Rihanna'd back in like 09. This is crazy.
Facts. They do not care.
Whoa, the party one is crazy. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm about to say, yeah. You playing
Jay. Live Jay says scrolling. Kenry Ford. Kenry Ford. I was going to get crazy. I ain't going to lie. The party pictures was... Somebody said if I'm paying $1,000, though, they got to slurp a drink out my ass. That's what that picture was.
Wait.
Oh, Kenry says, when I first joined the service... My entire division of 80 dudes made fun of my name for a solid 30 minutes.
Service. Oh, he definitely still in the chat. This is not the first time people have made fun of his name. This is crazy.
Oh, Kenry serves and protects. Okay.
I fuck with Kenry.
I just wanted to bring this up. Hold on. He said it also comes with dance lessons.
What?
Nah, that's not
Nigga,
true.
Did you pay?
That's not true. That's not true. Know. That's not
a
true.
A meet and greet with Chris Brown just randomly just hit
that's not true.
You got served?
Nah, that's not true. That's
doing the same move. Come on, bro.
That's what your body's saying. Like,
could you imagine Chris Brown be like,
come on, bro.
Five count, and he do his whole fast ass routine. Keep up.
Yo, I saw a TikTok. He said, y'all let Chris Brown get away with the same five moves for a day.
And say he was better than MJ. I think I see something similar. This the guy y'all compare to MJ?
No, they said that with Beyonce. They were skunking him. Replies was like, first of all, why is Chris Brown getting compared to Beyonce? What the fuck?
That's a good point.
Crazy.
Nah.
Double wants to know how much we would pay for the dinner with Jay-Z. Whatever it is, the 50,000, whatever they offer, I'm taking the dinner every time.
Okay.
I ain't gonna lie, Dustin Dilworth, I ain't gonna hold you. I need the
it's
money.
Crazy.
I need the money.
It's crazy.
Serious question.
I need the money.
If you had to pay for the dinner with Jay-Z, where are you taking him?
Applebee's.
Nigga, his house. What the fuck? Taking Jay-Z no goddamn
got a
way.
Personal
Jay-Z
chef
thinking me.
Is Jay-Z paying?
No, you're paying.
Why the fuck am I paying for Jay-Z?
What the opportunity to have dinner with Jay-Z.
I want him to think I'm just done. Four for four,
nigga.
We're going through the drive-thru, bro. No cap.
Outback, Chick-fil-A. Get this out of here.
Yeah, I'd probably do some like local restaurant just to, you know.
Go to a diner, have breakfast with them type shit.
I'd put, you know what's crazy? No, you know what's crazy? I'm going to a fancy restaurant and I'm treating Jay-Z like a bad bitch. I'm pulling his chair out. Like I'm putting my coat on his shoulders. They're going to question everything. Yeah, they're going to question everything. You cold?
Yeah, yeah.
Jay?
Sean? Nah.
Get the next chat up here.
I'm having a good time with you tonight. And my foot is going to reach across the table from underneath. I'm having a good time tonight.
Start playing footsies with him.
Extends hand. Oh, champagne is taking me away. Oh, we're definitely going to do the
bro.
The drink shit? Yeah, we're definitely going to do the little drink interlock. Yeah.
Yo, you're so disgusting.
I ain't never done that.
What's that scene
one?
From that Disney movie with the dogs?
The spaghetti?
Spaghetti.
Can we get one large spaghetti, please? Please, don't break up the noodles. One large
Actually,
spaghetti.
Actually, just give us one noodle.
Okay. One continuous noodle. Don't break it up. I have plans.
Nah,
Jay,
bro.
Dinner is served.
Hey, we're not hiding nothing. I'm dead ass getting it. When the noodle comes, one end,
one end.
Put extra sauce on one end.
I'm handing the other end to Jay, bro. No, Jay?
That's what I'm saying.
You want to hit this, bro?
Jigga. Come on now.
Hope. Jigga is disgusting. Jigga?
With it in my mouth. Hope? Come on now, Hope. Go ahead. What's in your mouth?
Nigga, this motherfucker black in my mouth. What the fuck?
And I'm going to act like I don't know when I do it.
Y'all are the worst. I'm taking Jay-Z to Red Lobster and I'm getting them cheddar biscuits and again we're leaving.
Just he ain't even gonna talk. He's just gonna eat with Jay-Z. I'm about to say, he's just eating with Jay-Z. Dumbo's not even talking business.
No conversation, just eats with Jay-Z. All right, that meal was good, wasn't it? Yeah, yeah, fact.
Hey,
right.
Hey, this is what you
did. Then as eating cheddar biscuits, just so title, right? Yeah.
find like a real like gangster dude and ask him like who his favorite artist is of all time and watch him like fangirl over him. Those are the niggas that's asking like the real questions. That's the nigga that took the picture with Chris Brown. They paid $1,000 for a picture with Chris Brown. He probably hard as hell in his hood, but then somebody cut the Chris Brown up. As soon as the song end, he go back to like gripping his gun. Yeah. I didn't know how to bring this one up. Expectation says, no cap, I pay $1 million to have Chadwick.
Expectation.
How is this funny? Says,
no cap, I pay $1 million to have Chadwick back for a day to hang out with.
What's funny about this?
That's what's up.
I don't think anything is funny. I just don't. The transition is now also Chadwick was watching for
how Omar was in with transition.
That nigga said, no cap, I'll pay a mil to have Chadwick. He didn't even get through Chadwick's name. And nigga started laughing.
Want to be with his wife, bro. So you wasted the day.
Imagine you resurrect Chad and he's like, okay, look, I appreciate this, buddy, but I got a family. I want to go see my family.
But Chad, I paid a million. I paid a million that I didn't have.
But Chad, yeah.
The reservations are at 7:30, buddy. The reservations are at 7:30. All right, fuck nigga.
Come on, bro. Rest in peace.
V-Rozone says we have a weird society. It was funny as hell when somebody threw in Adidas. That's not it. It's not Adidas. Not Adidas. One Adidas.
That's on purpose.
Y'all remember when somebody threw that shoe at him?
But it was one Adidas.
Yeah, like that's what the baby called it. He was like, who threw that weak ass Adidas? Fuck that nigga threw that weak ass Adidas.
I forgot so much about that day, bro. Nah, that was a funny day.
Somebody threw an Adidas at the baby, we shamed the guy that threw a bottle at Kid Cudi. That shit weird.
Oh yeah, Cudi did get fucking.
And I'm gonna keep shaming the guy. Niggas gonna be like, I wasn't a Rolling Loud. I was sliding for Kid Cudi. Get me fucked up. That's my guy.
I saw a video of Click and Larry meeting up there, having a good time type shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who wasn't throwing bottles?
You got time about Father Memes weekend at Rolling Loud.
Oh, yeah.
Father Meme stock dropped this weekend.
Yeah, I'm about to say, he's cooked. He's actually cooked.
What happened?
Father Meme got put on his neck. But first of all, D. Taylor gets there a whole day late because of his flight ran out of pilots, so he got stranded in DC. So D. Taylor gets there, and the first thing he does when he gets fresh off a plane, right in there, puts his stuff down, puts Father Meme in a headlock. Father Meme immediately just goes down like
a headlock.
He puts him in the headlock.
This is on video.
This is on video. Click has every video. Click has two of Larry fights. Click has.
Are they like in the same hotel type shit? Like they organize?
Yes,
like...
a B&B.
So yeah, D-Taylor, dang. Father and Larry all were together. But yeah, Father got bitched by D-Taylor immediately getting there. Father lost every basketball game, lost his phone, didn't want to talk to any women. Father had a bad weekend. Bad weekend.
Damn, Father.
D-Taylor won two fights. He said he went to a Key Glock set by himself.
Come on.
He went to the Key Glock set by himself and came back talking about I want to know. I'm like, oh shit! This nigga went out there looking for problems.
Oh, real quick! It's new MVP member.
Eric oh, Lee. MVP!
Yes, sir.
Okay, Eric.
Hey, okay. Mammoth Legend himself. What up, Taylor?
Oh shit! Oh, this is him. Oh, this is Buddy. Yeah. Hey.
He lost his phone too, his credit card and his ID. Rip.
How did he get back home?
His mom Ubered him. And then he
lost. Oh, he lives in Miami.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he also got cooked in basketball too. And the Woods were beating his ass too. He was not having a good time. He was not having a good time.
Damn.
I did think he got his phone back though, so.
How about the rest of you guys? Like, you guys have a good time type shit?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I had an amazing time.
Who was the best set in your opinion?
I liked Uzi personally.
Shout out
Uzi. Because I've been wanting to see Uzi for a while. Lil Baby was so mid, though.
Really?
Could you imagine?
Ain't Lil Baby on tour right now? With Chris Brown?
Could you imagine wanting to see Uzi? You want to see a man? It's crazy.
Omar, fix your hairline. It's gotten worse. Wow.
Pull the camera down. We can't even see it.
It has gotten worse.
And let me remind you.
Oh shit.
I control if you're up here or not, little guy. Yeah.
I do not care. You are balding.
Show us the underarms of your shirt. I know they're yellow right now.
They're not, pussy. They're not.
Look at that. Brown stain.
They're not.
Wipe the back of your neck.
Show the Vegeta hairline. Nigga.
Wipe the back of your neck. I'll show you this.
Show the other side of it.
It's my fake money.
Oh my
god. Yo,
you even said it. That's my fake money. Come on.
Oh, now I can go get the real money. Let's relax. Mm.
Come, don't ask Lo for a loan now. Come on.
Me personally?
Me personally?
Me personally?
Oh, this is a safe. This is a security deposit.
I don't know about y'all said. I'm not. I don't know.
Niggas forget that I just carry like thousands of dollars at my house.
Oh,
why?
That's the loan you took out.
Literally no clue. Eat my dick, bro.
That's all fake, too.
Suck my dick. Where is it fake at? So show me where it's fake at. Suck my dick.
You hold that far from the camera for a reason.
It's serial numbers on my money, pussy. It's serial numbers on my shit. Suck my dick. Yeah, suck my dick.
You gotta print the serial numbers too when you print fake money. Come on.
Yo, he's crazy.
You know a little bit too much about counterfeit money, D Taylor. I ain't gonna lie. Mm.
You have to. In the service business, you have to.
Okay.
I'd like a training class.
You stripping out there? That shit's crazy. All right.
I'm not Jay. Come on, though.
Let's keep going. We got super chats.
Oh my god. Nah, that was.
We gotta talk about the AMP cipher.
That's
Kenry one of my people or no? I'm confused. Put some respect on Kung Fu Kenry's name. I'm taking Jay-Z to my auntie's house.
What?
Why you spend $5 to tell us that? That's a crazy thing to say.
I'm taking Jay-Z to my auntie's house.
There's one more, I think. How do I get the social packs? Okay. What are the social packs?
I think you're talking about social packet.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah,
join the Discord.
That's where you got that money from.
Yeah, that's the loan. That's the loan shark right there. That's the loan shark.
Interest is
due. Payments are
you
due.
You mushing on time, little ass nigga.
Hey. Let's get a couple more. Oh, I do want to bring this up. There's this man that shared this comment about his wife on Facebook. He thought it was a sweet gesture, but you guys tell me if this is a sweet gesture. Or not, he says to his wife.
Okay,
you're not the most beautiful woman, neither are you the most intelligent woman. But like, I've chosen to never find perfection in anyone else. I put my gaze on you, and with that commitment, we would mold ourselves for ourselves. Our perfection is in our commitment. Stating that you're not the most beautiful/intelligent might sound like it's not a compliment, yeah. But it's a realistic base for real love. Acknowledging that my woman isn't the best, but I'm not looking for the best. I was looking for you, and I found you. There's no best.
there's like, just, who the fuck is this, Chronic?
There's just Chronic? Someone. There's just someone you choose.
All he needs a new star
and
screen.
See the best in them. This to me is the real love, not the one that consoles itself in the faux reality that their partner is the most good looking, most intelligent, most successful person in the world. That's disingenuous and doesn't give room for love to thrive.
Now read the last part.
Oh, well, I love you, Ayafnife.
Oh, God.
Kenry. I'm committed. I love you, Ayanafa. I'm committed to you. I miss you so much, but my love for you is stronger than distance.
Oh my god.
Now mind you, wait. They're saying he looks like an Urkel in this photo. But this is him. Solomon Bucci, which is a nasty last name. First of his name. King of feminism. Breaker of chains. Destroyer of toxic masculinity.
What is breaker of chains?
Protector of house womanhood. Seeker of truth.
Breaker
custodian of shattered tables.
Chains.
Enforcer of equality.
Now, where Andrew Tate at, bro? I'm a fan.
This is what I be talking about. Men that don't look like they can do 5 push-ups don't deserve to be in a relationship. What are y'all's thoughts? What are y'all's thoughts on...
What the fuck chains is he breaking?
What are y'all's...
Breaker of chains.
Breaker of chains.
Come on, bro.
Bro, I promise you, from now on, I might have in my Twitter bio a whole saying just like that. First of his name. Snatcher of chains.
Yeah, I'm going to copy that word for word.
That shit hard as fuck, bro.
Hard as fuck.
Content creator. Breaker of chains.
King of feminism. Destroyer of toxic masculinity.
We got to give him like a Christian.
An agent of feminism.
Nah, that shit would go stupid.
I want to get him on the pod.
Lord of Lords.
He just put up. That's crazy.
Lord of Lords. That's crazy. I want to get him on the pod.
I don't.
Oh shit! Break
that nigga I don't want to break really none of the chains camera. We got oh, over shit. Here. He don't need to break right. None of our chains.
How y'all feel about these posts? This morning,
what the fuck is that? Yeah, yeah.
This morning, my baby said, "Ma, let me pump your gas. You'll never need a man as long as you got me. I'm your man. I'm all you need. I love you, and I promise to be better than what was taught to me. Hear me when I say you won't need a man for nothing." Y'all, I cried. He made my day. How y'all feel about it?
He said, Google.
What? Yeah, your baby did not say all of that.
And you gave him the gas pump, bro, and took the picture, bro.
There's nothing on that gas thing yet. They just got to the gas station and got out the car. She just put it there and took the picture. What the fuck?
Hold this real quick, baby.
Quoted someone from All American. Let's talk about it. Just talk about it. Baby ain't say all that shit.
Y'all don't feel weird about them women that be like, oh yeah, Big Daddy. And they talking about their son.
What?
You ain't never seen that?
I was not ready to hear that one.
Not willingly.
Oh, daddy. Little daddy, my little daddy. Y'all ain't never seen women do that?
I haven't seen that, but let's talk about it. How do we feel about women being able to walk, like say you out with your son and a woman to walk up? Oh, he's so handsome, little boyfriend. Oh my god, he's so adorable. Just snatch him up. Boo, boo, boo. If a man did that to someone's daughter, he'll be in a full Nelson, hemmed up on a wall somewhere, waiting for the police. If a man
was calling the baby adorable,
if a man walk, okay, so souls, you're with your little sister, and some guy walks up on you. Oh man, Abe, yo, your sister's so adorable, bro. Oh, my little girlfriend, I'll just snatch her up. Oh my god.
Okay, my little girlfriend is crazy.
Exactly.
Exactly. Okay, yeah,
and that's a normal thing women will do. They'll call your little boyfriend. Oh my god, blah blah blah. That shit. Yeah, no.
Little daddy, he's daddy for real. That's what they be saying.
Little daddy is so crazy.
Little daddy is wild.
Hey, I can only tell you what I've seen in my experience. Go ahead.
Certain senses work for certain looks. That's all I say. Certain senses work for certain looks. Certain tones of voices, type shit.
So they gotta be a bad bitch that can say it?
No, I'm just saying, like, you can't be like you had a James Harden type talking about I just wanna gobble them up.
Gobble them up is like
James Harden type.
What is a James Harden type? What's
like
James
Mountain Harden Man type? Beard, Mountain Man beard, you know what I'm saying? Might be out of shape a little bit.
A nigga built like Jay but with a beard? What?
Oh my god. Built like Jay is crazy. When are y'all gonna put out y'all? It's crazy because like,
y'all knew what I meant and you just set that nigga up for failure.
Hold on. Load up, streamer. Dang, it's been a minute. Ooh. What's up, King Dar?
Oh man.
Delvin.
Happy birthday. Bet you wanna take another shot. I'm not, bro. I gotta go. You know what I'm saying? Sober for a little bit, but I do appreciate that. My barber did.
Did you say you're going sober for 2 months or a couple
just
days?
Just at bare minimum 2 weeks, just because I've been going at a high rate. And plus these motherfuckers are gonna think I'm actually alcoholic just a bit, but I'm just like, bro, it's not this serious.
Now, plus I need a TF on Costa anyway. We about to pull up next pod.
Yeah, if y'all are on some boring, I'm mixing shit, I will
this.
Drink.
Hey,
yeah,
like, I'm mixing drink this with no this, bad. But they gonna think it's orange juice. And all right.
The world would never know. The world would never know.
Let's get Brandon SB up here. MVP member. You're still here. What's up? What's up?
Oh yeah, I've been here for a minute. What's good with y'all?
What's good? We're talking to you an hour ago. What's good, bro?
Nothing much. I'm just chilling.
Okay.
You got a question?
I do got a question because right now I'm 20 and I live alone right now. And so like I would ask like what's like the best advice just for me getting started.
I live with my mom, I'm about to start college.
Why you live alone?
Shit, it's complicated, so I can't say much. But
okay. I say try to socialize as much as possible. Talk to real people.
Right. The only people I really talk to is like family and whatnot. So it's just like I mainly be to myself type shit. So it's like kind of got to branch out a little bit more. But yeah, pretty much.
What state you live in?
Milwaukee.
Oh, don't be letting randoms come up in your house.
And of course not.
Kia boys is wild out there, huh?
Bro. Shit happen every day, and y'all already know about the Kia boys. They out here.
Have you personally seen like the Kia boys live in action?
No, I have not.
Do you know anybody affected by the Kia boys? You know somebody got a Kia snatched? Damn.
Yes, I do. Niggas in my high school. It happens all the time.
What kind of car you drive?
Oh, I don't drive. I take the bus right now at the moment.
Oh, facts. Staying away from them Kia boys. I feel it.
I'm not trying to get my car snatched when I get one.
Can't rob this. Okay. All right. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Sage.
Appreciate that, gang. Yo, I'm tired.
Oh, my God.
My car got...
Did nobody hear him say purse? It was just me?
I think it was just you.
I didn't hear him. You might have said
I thought he said I didn't want to get my purse snatched. I thought he says he didn't want to get his purse snatched. All right.
No, he said his car.
I thought he said purse. I guess I'm sober. I've been sober too long. Hi guys, how y'all been?
Sober too long.
Lil Uzi told us that it ain't no purse. Plus, I live in Atlanta. If you don't have a purse,
you mean like where all the like the people that you talk about are?
What?
I was rolling loud, bro.
It was great. I came up here to give y'all a recap, but he talked about Atlanta, and that's what all the I don't want to say it on the pod. The people.
Right, the baby.
I don't know what you mean, bro.
I said, Rumla was lit. Father did lose his phone. I almost got in two fights. Click stopped me from one in the pit. It was an amazing time. Are y'all going to come next time?
I am. I'm December. Cali Rolling Loud.
Cali. Sage,
Cali.
Yeah, Cali has a Rolling Loud too. They do three Rolling Louds.
You going to a second Rolling Loud
this year if they have a good lineup? I think they're going to put Travis Scott in the next lineup because he bought him out at this one. I think they're going to do it. So if they put Travis Scott in California, I'm going.
I ain't locking, but I consider it. I'm not locking.
What's the date? What's the date?
They didn't have released any dates.
Vsauce is not locking in. Vsauce is not.
Vsauce, we know you're not coming.
That was a question for Damo and Sage. Vsauce.
Yeah, Omar, we know you don't.
I'll go to DreamCon next year.
Yeah, Omar, you want to come to DreamCon next year?
It depends on where we are, but I also don't see the purpose. No, I'm saying as a podcast, it depends on where we are.
But individually, you can just go and have fun. I got recognized from the podcast, and I've been on here like 3 times.
Mm. Dang.
Literally, somebody walked up to me. You're the dude that be asking the fuck Mary Kill question.
Dang.
So y'all hear that, boys? Dang. We famous out here.
We can get at least three.
Works.
I'll talk to Mark about putting this on the card. You feel me?
MP?
Maybe.
Yeah, sure. Nah, we would have went stupid in the little Jeopardy jump. I ain't gonna lie. Them Jeopardy answers was pissing me off. We went stupid.
Are you talking about the Family Feud? The anime?
The Family Feud. Yeah. I said Jeopardy. Family Feud. Yeah. Nah, man. Like, nobody said, like, Cupid Shelf with the cookout. Motherfuckers was like, the anime takes with a... Oh, man. But, nah, like, a lot of the culture questions just blew the shit out of me, bro.
Didn't you say people were doing podcasts at DreamCon?
Yeah, they had people, like, doing live podcasts at DreamCon.
That's crazy.
Dang,
that's
it would be the networking event. So I mean, it makes sense to go, but I got commitment issues. So,
Omar, you've been in a relationship for almost 2 years.
Commitment issues. So,
I fucking hate you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. Well, yep. Well, I'll see you in December, bro. I'll see you in December in Cali.
I guess so.
Why my ear itchy?
Hey. Hello. I'm like, yo, hey.
Wait, what? No, my ear was dead ass. It's got wax in it.
I'm sorry. Okay, I have a question.
All right.
What up?
Okay. First of all, how come y'all didn't have OF people on tonight?
Hmm? Why do you care?
What?
Oh, OnlyFans. I was like, what the fuck is OF?
She said, what OF?
Why didn't we have OnlyFans people on today?
They weren't ready.
Yeah, that's it.
When do you think you will have them on the show?
Why do you care?
Why do you care?
Why do you care?
Do y'all want an OnlyFans?
And stand still.
I'm sorry.
Why don't you?
Hey, yeah, the fentanyl withdrawals is picking
you
up.
She
getting
right in that motherfucker.
So, yo, why don't you?
If you were to have some people on OF, how many would it be? Would it just be like one with a million? Or would you get like five?
The fentanyl withdrawals is kicking your ass right now, for real.
She got double cover now, no cap.
Anyways, that was my question.
About OnlyFans?
Yeah.
That is all up to these boys. I wouldn't give a shit.
All right, okay. We'll catch you later.
You know what's crazy? I've got too many notifications right now. This is crazy. I hate when I get notifications. Shit is annoying.
Do not disturb for life.
You turn them off.
No, but they be coming from like everywhere. Not this grown ass nigga sitting in purple light.
I'm gonna say, why the fuck are you in blue?
Nah, bro. LED lights. So, nah, show the setup. Show the setup, bro.
That is a whole wham, G. That is a whole wham.
That's still an LED light.
Okay, Google, set lights to candlelight. You happy now?
You don't get no pussy. That's why Joy responded to not a singular DM of yours. That's what's crazy.
Nah. You see what I did was I let Joy have it, bro. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't gonna do right by her. I wasn't gonna do right by her, you know.
Wait, is this the guy that was going to join that one space?
No, that was not me. That was not me. That was
someone. See what happened to him and was like, yeah, I'm gonna let Joy go. I'm gonna let her go.
She want to be independent so bad. Sure, let that go.
Yeah, just a little too independent. But how y'all doing, man? How y'all doing? It's been a minute since I've been up here.
How have you been?
What's your question, Biggin?
What's the big question? What y'all like to cook, bro? What's y'all favorite dish to cook?
All right, that's not your question.
You do not care.
You know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? We've been having conversation about it recently. It's like midway through the year. We really got to prepare for it. There's been conversation about awards. And okay, Biggin, okay. I'm not gonna lie, your name is getting left out of the Rookie of the Year conversation.
I know, bro. I hear that. What was it? Who are the sources? Some of the sources. Shit, who was one of them?
Call him out, Larry. Woj
was one of the sources saying that I'm like left out and it hurts. Larry?
Woj?
Yeah, Sir Larry as well, too.
What's your case for being Rookie of the Year, though?
I don't know. Look, my case is I came on here day one defending Meg, sauce in hand. Y'all know it. Go check the tapes. That was me, your boy. Again, I came in here, helmet, little helmet. Okay.
Ain't no nigga that writing they diary gonna be in the fucking rookie of the year voting. Get out of here. No.
Hey, sorry. Hey, learn how to handle your feelings, homie.
30%.
But it is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
Vote for your boy.
Yo. Yeah. Oh, my camera bright as shit, huh?
Oh, Park, what's up, man?
Re-enter. Dang. L intro. Go ahead.
I look rough.
They said look like Royce the 5'9". Yeah, you probably won't get Rookie of the Year. As long as you're in consideration, you're okay with that, though?
Yeah, I just want to be recognized. It's, you know, I'm the Rookie of the Year in my head. You know what I'm saying? I'm the only nigga in the community that gave himself a nickname. Okay. Just remember that.
What's your nickname?
Big M. I gave myself that nickname.
This nigga's real name is Marshawn.
It's Melvin.
Oh, shit. Excuse me. Why did you?
It's Melvin. Just remember that. It's Melvin. Big M.
Get this shit right next time.
Lucky Henry's the bit of the pod.
It's Melvin. You ain't gonna get my name. Somebody said it to Menry.
Oh, man. You guys are good people. You're good people. What y'all want for Christmas?
All right. Get the fuck out of here, bro. Oh my god.
Oh, he might not be in the conversation for Rookie of the Year for real.
Double MVP.
That nigga trolling.
Wait,
this is, you know what? This is a good thing. This is good that we have you up here. Aki, this is good that we have you up here. I'm about to go find it too. Sage, have you seen him play basketball?
Oh my god.
Who was you playing against? Eli like something? Philly Dame?
Yeah, Philly Dame.
Oh my goodness, god. Bro.
He might look like the NASA's Oladipo, but he does not hoop like the NASA's Oladipo.
Wait, so who?
My hero character.
So who won the game?
I won the game easy. It was 11-8, but he only scored because I wasn't guarding up.
How's that easy?
No, because I wasn't guarding on his threes, and he just made a few. But he wasn't.
No defense.
He couldn't contain.
No defense.
So it was 95 degrees, and I wasn't trying because he's not like that.
Bro, you dribble like you playing Wii Sports basketball, bro. No,
like, he didn't play like the NASA's. And then
the one clip where he actually did something semi-decent, even though he still looked ass in the clip, goes fucking like
viral. What do you look like?
I just don't
find it. Find it, Omar. Please find it.
Oh my god! I hope I need to see.
He probably deleted it.
No, it's still up. I ain't ashamed of it. I know I won. Like I don't give a fuck. People like it looked worse on the video than when it was a game. Like I don't.
No, it looks real. The video is showing real life.
Like I don't be bidding niggas handles because for some reason I've just never had a like that handle. But please,
Sage, when I tell you like this clip was so embarrassing. That Dikembe Mutombo,
he
dribbled like Kendrick Perkins.
Dikembe Mutombo,
dribbling like Perkins, crazy.
Yo, I'm seeing some.
If you go to Philly Dame and just look up too small, it will show up.
I got it.
Dead ass dribbles like somebody who was just giving hands and like tried to play basketball for the first time.
Let me see if this is like a good representation. So this is him getting scored on here. Playing defense, and mind you, both of these guys look unathletic. Let's be clear, guys. Let's be clear, guys.
Josh Giddey.
He is not starting a shot like a fucking pelvic. Bro.
Yeah, that was Josh Giddey. All right, this is him.
How many tweets are there?
Now, mind you, he hit him with the fake in a 1-on-1. Fell for the fake.
Oh my god!
And so that's what Dikembe Mutombo was like. Dikembe Mutombo was like, "That's a Hall of Fame move." That was literally his comments.
Chill, bro. I'm way better than the video suggests, bro. Don't believe
everything.
Bro threw
out a chest pass in a 1v1, and you got cooked.
I got an Aki clip.
I'm about to say, bro. How the fuck did you get cooked by a fake pass in 1-on-1, bro?
I thought it was a layup, bro.
I got an Aki clip.
I thought it was a layup.
This is his crossover.
How do your shoulders? How does your shoulders cross over before the ball?
Yo, look! Look how Philly Dame did not move at all.
Yeah, because he wasn't. He was sagging off of me, bro. He's disrespecting.
I wonder why.
Okay, I
you like didn't hand. Even move hand. Horizontally.
Yeah,
he was sagging off. You ain't made me pay for it. So.
Cruz is hitting me,
bro,
with these
show
lies.
The block I had on him, bro. Like this is what the media doesn't want to show you, bro. They're
that's a carry. That's a carry.
It's all
by
about
way.
New media. By me? The way, L layup, L layup.
Carry.
Okay, yeah, buddy. Okay.
Did you not carry? Did you not just carry?
Look at his body.
Look at it. What is that?
Look at his body.
Okay. It's a 1v1, bro. How many times do you guys call carries in pickup? How many times do you guys call carries?
Every time there's a carry. That's
look
how many times I call.
If it's a
Aki, what is that? Aki, what is that? Aki, what is that?
That's
kind of.
That's kind of.
You're not John Morant, nigga.
It's literally like this, bro.
Dude,
your hand is literally like
you are literally
under the ball.
You're making a fucking Rasengan out of the ball, dog. Okay, like you literally had a hand like this.
Can I ask my question?
I'm glad you came up here because I forgot all about that. I'm not gonna lie, bro.
Oh, I was wondering if you've been on TikTok, have you guys been seeing Sneeko and shit?
I'm gonna act like I know how to fix this.
You know Sneeko?
That's nigga talking.
Yes.
How you feel about him? What's your thought on Sneeko?
Is this on me? What?
Why are you guys quiet? Ask the question.
I wanted to get rid of that middle shit. I wanted to get rid of the middle thing, but I don't know. Okay.
Talking about this?
Oh. Yeah, you act like you know the buttons. Damn, button nigga.
Yeah, you know button nigga. It's crazy.
You know all the buttons. I ain't even gonna hold you. You got it on. Sneakos. You know.
What? Sneakos what?
Stop smiling.
Wait, okay.
Omar. Sneakos what? Sneakos what? Okay, yo, Omar, Sneakos what? Come on, bro.
Time, bro. I'm just asking, bro. Like, I've seen Sneakos been blowing up on my TikTok and shit, bro. And I remember he was on peer-to-peer before.
Snap, crackle, pop, Mike.
Yeah, they said Jim Mike is ass.
Oh,
Sneakos taking over the game. No cap. That's.
You respect his takes?
I haven't heard too much of him, but I know what he's trying to do. I mean,
they're trying to silence him, bro. Free yourself from the matrix. I'm trying to tell you, bro. He's really
you're in the matrix. The way your mic sounds right now, you are literally in the matrix.
I don't know what's up with my mic.
Free yourself from the matrix. Fuck out of here. God damn.
Let's do Archie and then get the hell up out of here.
Yeah, let's go. Facts.
Yo, it's good. I literally just want to throw my hat in the Rookie of the Year campaign because people be disrespecting me because I'm the only rookie that does community events and even puts in my own money out of my own pocket for these prize pool these prizes. So I'm just saying I should at least be in the conversation. People
you,
just
you were the OG trial like unanimous. You know what I'm
yes,
saying?
It's winner. Just me and Brian, and we all know it's really just me. So
oh shit.
So
you said money talks, pussy. Okay.
I've been super chatting, so I'm just saying where are the other rookie super chats at.
I want you to know.
This nigga makes money off this event. What are we talking
thank
about?
Thank you. Thank you. He hosts a bid that he wins. He literally hosts a bid that he wins.
About?
Get the fuck out of here, bro. You're not getting rookie of the
year.
Nobody plays in the community.
On his Twitch.
Nobody in the community plays
on his clips.
You guys are all trash. Just say you're trash.
And you ain't winning no more, pussy.
He doesn't make money on his clips. Trust me. He does not make money on his clips.
No, he makes money through the prize pool. I'm pretty sure.
Omar, he puts the money. And then
oh no, I understand. D. Taylor was saying off his
clips. At the end, he hosts a tournament that he knows he's going to win because nobody is.
No, he loses. This nigga loses.
I've lost.
This nigga loses every tournament.
He's in the finals every time. He's going against one dude that he knows he can probably beat.
It doesn't matter if you don't get the prize pool though.
Like, yeah, he loses.
No, he knows what the hell he's doing, and nobody plays Smash. We've been trying to get. I hosted a Minecraft server. Okay. I paid for it out of my own pocket.
You're not a rookie.
Yeah,
you're not a rookie.
I want MVP. Then I'm the only MVP person. Next MVP, I host events.
We got to have that conversation soon. Yeah, we got to have this conversation.
Nigga said I want MVP, man.
Before we go, we have to get back to our grassroots. What's this nigga with these glasses there? I'm sorry. He threw me off. He's got like thick-ass glasses. We've got to get to our grassroots and really talk about I want him to pan his shit down so bad. We have to talk about the things that really matter to us in the community.
Hey y'all, it's The Real Finesse here for day 7 of my 16 bar 30 day challenge. So yeah, a week down, about 3 to go. And the topic for today is going to be cheaters. So let's get into it. Oh, you gotta work late? You got money to make? I'm looking like a clown thinking you're my soulmate. Instead of coming home, you run around town, fucking anything that come around. Why am I crying over a booze hound? I forgot who I was, must have dropped my crown. I'll pack my bags and find a new home where you snoring lines, feeling all alone. Cause that new pussy yours got a man at home and you still trying to put her on my throne. Well, I hope that it was worth it. I hope you got your dick wet. You'll be crying later, filled with regret cause you thought I'd never leave. I bet. All right. So that was day 7, topic cheaters. Again, please feel free to comment more topics for me below. And yeah, I hope y'all enjoy and I hope y'all have a great day. Bye.
Fuck comically bad. That just didn't make sense. Well, that was just bad storytelling. Like
That was one of her worst, I will say, but the question is, whose XXL freestyle was that better than?
Every one of them. Mm. I didn't even listen to it.
Hey, it ain't better than the Cali jump. I ain't gonna lie, her voice was crazy. It ain't better than her. I ain't gonna lie, Coochie, I fuck with bro, but that nigga said, okay, 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 okay.
Coochies.
I ain't gonna lie, her, she might have spat better than just saying okay over and over and over again. It wasn't better than the saucy, I ain't gonna lie. That nigga saucy had a decent
nigga verse. Nigga said Coily Ray. You niggas on Coily Ray.
Oh, hell no. Coily Ray. Oh, fuck no. My brother, let me. That shit fire. What?
We all get money.
Come on.
We all get money. Yeah, yeah.
Come on, man. That's a classic. It's not better than The Man. Y'all know who The Man is? It's not better than The Man. Oh, they don't know who The Man is, Chad. This is crazy. But yeah, ain't better than The Man.
I know who The Man is. Everyone's better than The Man.
No, that's not better than The Man.
Yeah,
fuck no.
I'm The Man. Pull up 2020.
God damn, like be like The Man.
Is that Lil Mosey?
Yes.
That's a lame ass beat. Yeah. Nah, that shit goes stupid.
Let's get on up out of here. I had a great time. Drunk Sage, say goodbye to the people.
I'm not drunk. Peace out, people, though. Y'all like shit. Things of that nature kill Mo.
I don't think I don't think I've ever heard Sage actually say
I really have never done it.
You have? Yeah, you have.
No, he hasn't, bro.
I don't really OD on Jai. It's a cool word. I don't really say it like that. But
Jai right, like word.
Appreciate the word and deeds and the thank yous. Appreciate that. It's like, no, appreciate the happy birthday, y'all. But y'all can go to hell for that tweet. Appreciate that, though.
You asked for it.
No, right. No, don't do that. I get to, yo, I'm getting through this depression, bro. Maybe 200 likes, you know. Yo, I just made this fire thumbnail. Maybe like 90. 3,000? Y'all go to hell. Go ahead, Dom.
Hi, guys.
What happened to the, yo?
What? My favorite midnight snack?
It's not.
Bye, guys.
Dang.
Damn, I feel like, damn.
Y'all like shit.
Yeah, Bezos, say goodbye.
Peace out, y'all. We'll catch you on the next one.
Peace.
Bye, guys.
Like shit.
This nigga looked at his hand. That's crazy.
Nah.